My goodness, did I love the Harlem Globetrotters. I thought they were the coolest things ever. I wanted to learn everything about them, and then I realized they were... They're just... What other teams do they play? They're just the Washington Generals? That's awful.
That's not as much
fun.
It would
suck to be on the Generals, man. That'd be awful.
Just a contractual obligation to lose every single time?
Yeah. Well, you know, I get paid for it. That's all right.
Yeah.
Not too bad. I just want to confirm that I did look it up. It's
the Rush 2112.
Album. 2112, the album. If you look at the album cover, it looks very much like the anarchy symbol that the Vandal.
I just want to let everybody know as well, any anarchy A that I've ever seen has been like at least tilted sideways, and there's like a line all like the A.
Yeah,
the,
like there's a unit, like, come on, man. Like, again, far be it from anarchists to really say conform to the A, but this is the worst. This is the worst representation of anarchy I've ever seen.
More information will be coming out of this.
Whoever did
I don't
this,
want
to
speculate.
Have to find out who did it.
Yes.
It's a stupid thing. People could get hurt. Also, mason jars make the... What are you doing with mason jars anyway? But also...
Hang on, though. This is the one point that I wanted to make. If this was somebody that was very, very frustrated with last week's leaked draft opinion, I don't think that they would have had the restraint to, like, not actually shatter the Molotov cocktails and, you know, like, leave evidence at the scene of Molotov cocktails that didn't actually explode.
I don't know
exactly, but the Madison police are looking into it, and I think it's best for everybody to just wait until this investigation is completed before, you know, you're politically ramping this up. But again, we had U.S. senators here in Wisconsin say that they weren't going to politicize something as awful as the Waukesha Christmas Parade tragedy, and then 3 days later, Ron Johnson was doing just that.
My criticism of this is, and my joking of this has nothing to do with my condemnation of this. This is an idiot. That's where I'm coming from. This person who failure on all levels. Whatever you're doing, it's stupid. You're not helping anybody. You're not making anything good. You're not making anything better. You're not helping anything out. It's just stupid. I don't like it. So we move on until we find a little bit more. If we have any information that comes in from the Madison Police Department, who are they scheduled to give us some information around 2 o'clock, which usually means around 2:30. So we'll get some more information when they have it, and they'll give us something to speak about. But the reason I was playing the Sweet Georgia Brown and invoking the basketball theme is Tom Nelson dropped a campaign ad, and you know we've been criticizing the ad of Tom or Tim Michaels or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I want to turn Madison upside down, but blah blah blah, ho ho ho, and the quality of the ad. And I've been remarking that Ron Johnson's latest ad makes him kind of look like one of those like crazy. Hey, I'm crazy Ron Johnson, and I'm here. Give you a deal. I'm on Main Street. I'm on Wall Street. I'm on this street. I'm here for you. Hey, I'm Ron Johnson. That like seems to be the tone of his stuff, like almost a parody of himself, but not knowing he's in a parody. This one, and I'm going to play it here for you. Tom Nelson is doing kind of a parody on purpose, and I think it's funny, and Luke and I disagree, but let's...
I question whether it's on purpose, but okay, let's do it.
He's in a generic kind of Antetokounmpo jersey for the Bucks, and he starts off, he's in the bleachers of a small high school, and the spotlight turns on him. So that's... listen to this ad here.
Ouch. Hey, I'm Tom Nelson. I'm running for the Senate. I'm rooting for the Bucks. But what I'm not rooting for is using your tax dollars to make billionaires richer. We paid $250 million for the Fiserv Forum, even more for Foxconn. Every dollar spent was taken from schools, roads, tax relief, things that benefit all of us. Go Bucks. But let's end these crooked political deals, because the only team that matters is you. I'm Tom Nelson, and I approve this message.
So what you heard there was him throwing the basketball. Like he stands up at the top of the three, like facing you, and the basket's behind him. And then after he says his last piece, he throws the basketball behind him, and it clearly misses.
From
it falls behind him and almost lands, and then it cuts to him swishing it.
Yeah, it's, from like behind the 3-point line, like in between half court and the 3-point line is where he's standing when he throws it behind him. You see it clearly missing the basket, like so in the funny. Shot, and then it like switches to a close up of the rim where the it goes through nothing but net, and I'm like, ugh.
And
Brian,
funny.
you contend that it's on purpose. I don't know.
It's totally on purpose. The guy's wearing a jersey and a headband.
But the why let the I don't understand it. Like, I don't know why you let the ball show through the first scene that it's clearly off, and then you put it in. Like,
because the whole thing is contrived in the first place, and so by doing that, it's showing that like he's missing, but looking like it's swishing. It's
the heavy editing hand. Like, that's not what you want, though.
No,
you don't.
I think they totally did it on purpose. It's hilarious. Anyway, you should check it out. It's called On Your Team. Tom Nelson for Wisconsin, and he does make some good points there. So,
I mean, yeah, and this is a message that I myself have talked about on these airwaves, that I'm not a huge fan of public financing of stadium deals. It's just,
yeah,
it's not the best use, in my opinion, of taxpayer dollars. And for teams to accuse but hold hostage communities saying that,
yeah,
oh, you love us so much, you are our biggest fans, but if you don't like hand over hundreds of millions of dollars we're leaving to go find a new fan base, isn't a very genuine way to build a relationship with your fan base, in my opinion.
And you need a fan base usually to go and make things work.
Right,
you know?
So I wholeheartedly appreciate the message. I just don't know if this was the best way to convey that message. But you, Brian, you like it. You're a fan.
I like a guy who's got a sense of humor and funny enough to go and do something like that, and also like just bold enough to kind of go and say, yeah, I'm making a joke of this, and I'm also going to complete this joke by throwing the ball completely behind me and. Oh, it's great.
And then still make it go in. Whatever. And maybe I'm in the minority. Maybe this ad resonates with a lot of people. And if you like it, give us a call, 844-967-2789. But the key thing about this ad, Brian, is it's going to be placed tonight in Game 4 of the NBA's Eastern Conference Semifinals, where our Milwaukee Bucks are taking on the Boston Celtics, up 2-1 in that series. It'll be interesting to see what the fans' reaction is for this spot to play in the middle of the televised game this evening.
We got another ad to play for you on the other side of the break, as well as some voting numbers that have just come in. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. This is Dueling Tangent with Luke and Brian. And check out the ad. It's On Your Team, Tom Nelson for Wisconsin.
I'll share it over on the Dueling Tangent's Twitter handle as well.